time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, USAA, proud to support the Navy football team, and by Leidos, practical answers for a complicated world.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pete Methurst, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Football season is here indeed. One of the great eras of Navy football is over.
Reynolds trying to break the record. Line judge runs in. The pile still moving, waiting for a single touchdown. And there it is. Keenan Reynolds with his 60th career touchdown for the midshipman. He is number one in NCAA history for rushing touchdowns by a quarterback.
It's now time for the Taco Smith era. Can the Mids find a way to find success the way they did a year ago? 11-2, the greatest season in school history. And now the 2016 campaign ready to kick off Saturday for the Fordham Rams. When we come back, we'll talk with Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the blue and gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart, three bros are about to become more than just a bunch of couch brotatoes. The energizing blast of Dew and Juice is entering their mouths. Soon they'll be sliding across the dance floor as if it was strewn with the peels of bro-nanas. Then this trio of bromios will recite sweet broetry into the ears of any dame that will listen. These guys are professionals.
Let's do this.
We're coming, world.
It all starts with a kick. Mountain Dew Kickstart. With Dew, Juice, and just the right amount of kick. Now available in six flavors that taste good.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set to open up the campaign with the Fordham Rams. Time now to talk with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. And for your ball club, I'm sure they're tired of banging on each other. They're looking forward to getting a different face in front of them coming up on Saturday. Thoughts on where you guys are and how you've progressed through spring and through camp now to getting ready to play this first game?
I think I probably tell you this every year, Peter. You know, there's parts you feel good. Parts you're not feel as good, but I think that's human nature. You always feel like you can be better, but our guys worked really hard in off season. I thought we had a great summer. Coach Brass and their staff did a great job. Jim Barry and their staff did a great job keeping our people healthy. And I thought our football camp was probably as grueling as it's been in a while. A big part to do with the heat, probably the hottest summer that I can remember, but I thought it was good for this team. They needed to, be tested a little bit, and I thought our guys worked hard, and hopefully we'll be ready.
Obviously, with the limits on contact and things of that nature and the rest and recovery that you want your players to have, how do you and the coaches find that fine line every day within that practice plan to try and accomplish what you're trying to do X and O-wise, but also there's a physical part of this game that these guys are going to have to play with on Saturday?
Great question, Pete. We spent a ton of time in off-season discussing this, researching, talking to other people, what they did, how they did it. And I don't know if anybody has the right answers because this is a physical game. You have to be ready for it. but we're human. Our players are human. You're going to break down. You can't punch each other or fight every day. You know, boxers can't, you know, box without any headgear, you know, for the whole camp. They'll be done by the time they get to fight. And so we've tried to do the best we can in limiting the tackling, being in controlled environments. In times that we weren't tackling bodies, you know, tackling dummies, different drills where we can simulate tackling, being in the right position. You know, just the old thing, whether it's shadow boxing or punching a speed bag or heavy bag. I guess that same analogy in football, trying to do as much of those kind of things you can do to be fight ready without beating each other up.
You know, I talked about this a couple of months ago, but because of the rules of the game, the rules in terms of the helmet and targeting, you all have really had to go to a different technique from a tackling perspective. Have you seen the response from your players basically having to undo what they have done for many of them, 10, 12 years playing football growing up, to a tackling fundamental now, which, you know, is a lot different than probably what they've been taught for several years?
First and foremost, it's different from the coaches. You know, the head across the bow and all those kinds of things, they're out now. You know, obviously in certain places, that's the only way you can get a guy down. But the hawk tackling that, you know, Pete Carroll introduced a couple of years ago, basically rugby tackling, is what a lot of schools are doing. I think it's helping. It's an ongoing process. But you can see guys be more cognizant of, you know, tracking the near hip and, you know, shoulder tackling. You can see it happen a lot more. And just hopefully it evolves in our game where that's the norm rather than the exception.
Every time Ivan has been asked to replace a quarterback in the system, he's done it. Why has he been able to do that so effectively?
Well, he's a master at it. You know, he played the position. He learned option football from the best in the game, Paul Johnson. So I think just some of that, he played the position. He learned from the best. He has his own thoughts of how he wants to do things. He knows how he wants to nurture guys, how he wants them to think. And I think he's just mastered his craft, you know, and just how to hone the skills that are necessary to be successful in this offense. And like I said, right now, I mean, he's the best at it.
Could you have imagined that this offense would evolve to what it is now, though? Because there are so many elements to it now. I'm not even sure if the most purest option coach would ever imagine seeing all of the elements that you all have been able to put in this offense.
Well, what Ivan and I learned from Coach Johnson back in the 80s and early 90s evolved to here. And then it evolved to when Coach Johnson left. Well, but since Ivan's taken over as offensive coordinator and our offensive staff now with Ashley and Ingram and Daniel Rourke, Mick Yokaitis, Mike Judge, and Chris Colton, they're doing things that even when I'll leave for a couple hours or go on the defensive side and come back, what's that? You know what I mean? They just, well, because people are doing this, and I think we've had to evolve because people come with answers for us.
Sure.
And then we have to counter. And so I think they've done a tremendous job of, you know, coming up with some little wrinkles and little nuances that, to the naked eye, it just looks at you know, the same thing, but we're doing stuff totally different.
Good club coming in here Saturday. Potential NFL running back in Chase Edmonds. You know, a team that obviously with a running back like that, they're going to be physical. Thoughts on this test that you have right out of the gate this year with Fordham?
Well, just, you know, obviously, you know, a great barometer for us from the standpoint of they beat Army. And we know how good Army is. I mean, Army almost beat us. And so we know that this is a team that we better be ready for. You know, to make it to the playoffs in FCS is not an easy thing, and they're able to make it to playoffs. You just watch him, like you said, Chase Edmonds is going to be a tough kid to tackle. The quarterback's athletic, too. Big target at tight end. And he got a lot of returners coming back on defense. So not an easy game for us to open up with. You know, makes you nervous because it's a really, really good team and they don't have anything to lose. And I just hope we're ready. I just hope we're ready to match these guys because I know they're going to come here, you know, with their hair on fire.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, Mids and the Fordham Rams. We're on the air just after 11 o'clock Saturday morning right here on the Navy Sports Network. Coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. He's the maestro conducting this offense. Every time he needs to get another quarterback ready, he gets the job done. He'll tell us about Tago Smith when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Fordham Rams with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. I'll ask you the same question I asked Coach Niumatalolo. Every time you've had to get a quarterback ready, you've gotten him ready. The results are certainly in the pudding. How does that happen? I know it's got to be a marriage not only between you, but the quarterbacks as well.
It's a little bit of that, but also we nurture them. We breed them to, you know, to become starters. We breed them to become a player when a starter goes down. You know, everything we do in practice, we two platoon. They get double reps far as the starter and the backup. You know, so for me, that's always been the key. The backup kid always gets the same amount of reps as a starter every single day of practice. And everything we do, they get the same amount of reps. You know, so although it's not game reps, but they're still getting the looks. They're still getting the coaching points. Not just standing there for most of the practice watching, and then they get in there and get a few reps, you know. So that's been the key. It's always been our double barrel, you know, formula, getting them started in the backups, the same others, because in this offense, the backup has to be ready to go.
Well, and it's unique because out of the 127 schools that play D1 football, there's probably 125 of them probably where the backup quarterback doesn't do a whole lot during the week. But you all have found success with that, and is that one of the reasons why you've been able to, you know, continue on doing that? If it's not broke, don't fix it?
Exactly. With any offense, the quarterback's the key. We've got good players all around, but the guy that pulls the trigger has to be a good football player. He has to understand the system and what's going on, how to get us in the right play, all the coaching points. You know, so when you look back at the way we've been doing it, has worked for a very, very long time. You know, we had a string there of one-year starters, and they all played well. Aaron Polanco won 10 games.
Right.
And people forget about that guy. That guy won 10 games, and he played flawlessly. You know, he played behind Craig for 2 years. You know, so, you know, the main deal is just keep things going. And again, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Tago's not a neophyte. He's played before. He's had a couple of starts under his belt. What have you seen from him, though, now where every snap is on him and every responsibility now is on him as he's prepared through the spring and obviously now through this camp getting ready for Saturday?
He has, but at the same time, he's so hard to read. Such a quiet kid, very mild-mannered, you know, but he does talk a lot more. And again, in the meetings, you know, he's the voice now. He knows that we have his back. We're confident in him and he can get the job done. And he's proven it. I mean, he's 2-0 as a starter. And when he's going into games, he's produced for us, you know. So it comes back to just sticking to the blueprint, playing smart, taking care of the football, getting us in the right play, and preparing him as a coach to play.
Competition at all of your running back spots has always been tremendous during this triple option era. This year, no exception. You know, you got three guys right now at B-back, and as always, five or six guys at A-back. What has been the key to cultivating that kind of talent to where literally you could put any one of those guys in the game and have complete confidence that they can run anything you ask them to?
First of all, it's been a great blessing, you know, but also goes back to our coaching, you know, and most importantly, recruiting. You know, we understand what we're looking for. Obviously, you know, we love to go out and get kids 6 foot, 220 pounds that can run 4 or 3, whatever, but you're not going to get those kind of kids, you know. So right. We have to go back to understanding who we are, not forgetting who we are, recruit the kind of kids that fit our system, that are good players, that are fast, that are going to play hard. You know, and the B-backs is no different. Now, we play with different kind of B-backs. You know, guys are lighter, and guys are heavier. You know, this year, you know, we're, unlike last year, you know, we're not as heavy, but at the same time, we're probably just as talented. I paid Chris I two springs ago that he will be the starter. I remember saying that to Coach Judge. You know, just by the way the kid plays. You know, now we have to make sure that the game plan is simple for him because, again, the last thing that he can do, he can play fast. You know, he's a very, very physical runner, and he wants to do well. You know, he just has that fire in him. He wants to do well, and I want to see him do well. Now, same in Miles Swain, you know, has been there, and obviously he's been behind his brother's shadow, and hopefully he can step up and make his own name for himself. And Sean White, you know, he's been there for years, you know, and again, he started for us a couple of years ago. He's the guy that I was expecting to be, you know, to have maybe started a couple of years ago because of the patch that he has. He's such an athletic kid, and, you know, but just didn't show it, you know. So now, you know, again, he got hurt in fall camp, you know, and Chris kind of stepped up, you know. So the good thing about it is we have three guys that we can go out and play with. You know, again, it's a matter of seeing how they do when the lights come on.
How great is it to have a leader like Tonio with the A-backs? I mean, he's a guy that not afraid to be vocal when he has to, but a guy that obviously has been through all of the big game situations and can provide leadership in that room as well.
Tony's always been vocal. You know, I always joke about it. You know, he was campaigning for team captain years and years ago. he was always vocal. But that group is such a strong group. And again, that room, like the White House too. I mean, you can't have any egos in that room because everybody's going to play.
Right.
You know, and, when the guys in that room are more, they enjoy blocking more than carrying the football, then you have a good group. And this group is no different. They enjoy blocking from one another. And as that stays that way, we're going to be good at that position. I mean, you get guys who want the ball more than problems can occur. But, again, they're very selfless kids. You know, they want to block for each other. And, again, Dyson, Romine, as much as he's played, he has not scored a touchdown for us yet.
I know.
People don't realize that, you know. But, again, he's always blocking. And he has some great runs, you know. But hopefully we can get him his first one early and often this season.
How different is this for you now when you don't have a Keenan Reynolds who can take charge of any situation on the field? Mm-hmm. How different is this for you as a play caller now with obviously a new signal caller?
Well, it's a little different, you know. At the same time, you know, that's my job is to get Toggle to there as quick as possible, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm confident in him, you know. And, again, it always goes back to, again, to find out what he can do best, you know, formation-wise, staying things that are simple so he can find out what the defense is, not try to do too much, again, until I feel that he's there. Again, he's just so quiet. The kid knows what he's doing. He knows what we're doing. You know, the game plan we have for this week, I mean, he's answering questions. He knows what to look for, you know, so game-by-game process, he'll get better and better. And, again, it is different. At the same time, I'm confident in the young man that he'll get the job done.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, the man who always seemingly makes the offense go no matter who the personnel is. His next challenge, Tago Smith against the Fordham Rams coming up on Saturday. Dale Pearson, the Navy defensive coordinator, joins when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
I enlisted in the Army in 2005. I went to Iraq 3 times and Afghanistan once. I've been with the USA 6 years. You know, on a ranch, you have all kinds of damages that you never see coming. One day, I happened to leave the back door of my truck open. Cow bumped into it, pushed it all the way forward. 2,000-pound animal bumping into a little steel door creates quite a bit of damage. Actually use the app, take pictures of it right there for USAA, and they take care of the rest. Got a brand new door on there within a week. I'm Josh Eilers, and I'm a USAA member for life.
USAA Insurance. For the moments you never see coming. Call today to discuss your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Every Monday night starting September 12th, come to Buffalo Wild Wings and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Every week, one lucky fan will win a limo ride for them and 5 friends to and from Buffalo Wild Wings, $100 in free food.
Alcohol and tip not included.
And get to sit in the best seat in the house. Weekly winners will be invited to the grand finale on December 19th and put into a drawing to win 1 of 3 grand prizes, a comfy exhibit home theater recliner, food for your big game party, or a VIP sports getaway for two.
No purchase necessary. Must be 21 years or older. One entry per person per week only. Must be present to win.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, and Columbia. You have to be here.
Listen. Hear that? Well, neither can anyone else. It's what a couple hundred shipmates aboard a 300-foot Navy submarine sound like to those who threaten freedom on the seas. Designed by the world's strongest naval force to be neither seen nor heard. America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Fordham Rams with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And let's fast forward 12 months now. You've had a full spring and a full camp as the coordinator. How different is year two than year one for you and your defensive staff?
It was different. We had time to go back. We changed some names of things that you know, we were more comfortable calling them. We've added some things. I think we've decided what we want to be as a defense. Still want to be aggressive and you know, play hard, cause turnovers, that kind of thing. But we've had a year to kind of get into what we feel like we want to be.
You've got a nose guard to replace, a defensive end to replace. You feel good about the people that are replacing. But just like those guys on the offensive side having to replace good people, how tough is it to replace a Bernie Sarah? How tough is it to replace a Will Anthony just because they set the bar so high at their individual position?
You try to hold the guys that are coming into that standard. You know, it's hard to not look back, and you can't let yourself look back. You have to look forward. Okay, what do we have coming in? What do we have to do to get them ready to play at that standard? But it is hard to not look back, especially when you've been somewhere 21 years. I still look back at secondaries we had in 96. So, we just keep preparing the guys that are coming up. You know, you're not really reloading. You're just – you never stop, to be honest with you.
Because of the numbers the linebackers put up and because of the way Bernie and Will played, not sure necessarily Amos Mason got the outward credit that he probably deserved for the way he played last year. How good was he? And – how much better can he even be?
Yeah, I think he played really solid for us. And again, like you just mentioned, Bernie and Anthony got a lot of the praise, but he held his own out there and really did a nice job. I think Amos can actually, we can get more out of him as a pass rusher this year than we maybe could last year. I think he's taken that step of preparing himself to be a better pass rusher. And last year he played the run well, so I think he's taking his game to another level.
When a freshman finds his name on the depth chart, especially on or near the top, he must be bringing something that you all are seeing. What have you seen from Alohi in the secondary that gives you all enough confidence right now to put him out there? And obviously he's going to see a decent amount of snaps.
Extremely intelligent football-wise. He came in, I think, with a good background. Technique-wise, he's ahead of where a lot of kids coming out of high school would be. I know his father coached him a lot. I think he coaches secondary guys as kind of a side job. So he came in just ahead physically as far as technique. Super smart football player. And that just sort of has separated him a little bit from some other plebes.
You move a wide receiver over to the other side. What have you seen from Wooten so far as a defensive back?
Very athletic, very coachable. You know, he can really run. He's got great explosion, and he can catch the ball. That's a nice thing for a DB.
Sure.
So we're very excited about him. You know, again, none of them have played with the lights on, so we'll see when that happens. But I feel pretty comfortable with both of those guys.
When you're preparing for an opponent who has a coaching change, sometimes it's really difficult to track down maybe what they'll do. However, Fordham promotes the offensive coordinator, probably feel similar philosophy is going to be in place with a, you know, potential NFL caliber back in Edmonds, a quarterback that's obviously got a lot of experience, a tight end that's obviously a huge target. What do you see as the challenge from Fordham coming up this week?
We always prepare for anything in this first game because you really never know. But with the personnel they have coming back, I mean, they return just about everybody on offense.
Right.
You wouldn't want to teach a quarterback a whole new system when he threw for a ton of yards. You wouldn't want to teach a running back a whole new system when he's probably as good as they've ever had at Fordham. They have a ton of skill kids back. So I would think they would leave things about the same. Everybody will tweak something over the summer and in the fall, but I don't think it would be really drastic.
Finally, because of the rules of the game, especially with the targeting emphasis, you all have had to do a lot of different things in terms of teaching tackling and asking guys to do things probably different than what they've been doing for 12 or 15 years playing football leading up to this. What have you seen from your defensive guys in response to that and what you all are teaching now where they're going to obviously keep themselves out of trouble from a penalty perspective?
Right. I think it started probably maybe 2 years ago. A lot of people started the hawk tackle. I think that's what's being taught now in high school. So the young guys actually are ahead because a lot of them, that's how they tackled in high school. That's how they were initially taught to tackle. So it's obviously much safer trying to keep your head out of everything. That's what we work on is just, we're tracking a hip. We're going to try to tackle low, try to keep our head uninvolved as much as you can, and hopefully keep guys healthy.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Every defensive coordinator, Dale Pearson, what a difference a year makes. At this time last year, thrust into the position, now comfortably in that position after a solid job in year number one. We'll come back, take a look at more of what's happening around the yard as the Navy Sports Magazine continues in a moment. Brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back as we get set to wrap things up here on this first edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Volleyball off to a great 2-1 start last week. Beat America East defending champion New Hampshire at the Kristen Dickman Invitational. Patricia Mattingly, strong start to the season as the setter for the Mids. A lot of good young hitters as well. Keep an eye on Gabby Martin for the Midshipmen. Meanwhile, the soccer team in action against Northern Illinois on Friday night. Joe Miller will have the call on Patriot League TV coming up on Friday night against Northern Illinois if you can't make it over to the Glenn Warner soccer facility. Then he'll turn around and join me, Omar Nelson, Chuck Sapiens, for all the action of Navy football coming up on Saturday. Until then, thanks for joining us for this inaugural edition of the Navy Sports Magazine for the 2016 season. I'm Pete Medhurst on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA. By Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. And by Constellation, America's energy choice.